it was really tough because the prison was retaliating again. Like, they were mad as hell that she was speaking out about all this stuff and getting social media attention and all these things. And so they would block her mail or, like, fuck with her commissary. Like, all sorts of things that made it really hard for us to be in touch with her. And, like, one thing that I think we were a little, like, creative around is that part of the ramping up of, like, public-facing, like, events and political ed we were doing was, like, oh, if we could just get more and more people to send her physical letters, the prison will see that she has support and, like, they can't just fuck with her like that. Mm-hmm. Which really did help. I mean, it also just, like, made her feel so loved. And, yeah, like, people noticed when tons of people were sending letters from, like, all over the place. And honestly, like, something that I really loved was that a lot of folks who were participating in some of those events, like in the Week of Action and, like, outside the Week of Action, were people who were, like, kind of new to a lot of this work. It was maybe their first time being involved in a phones app or, like, their first time writing to someone inside. And so it just felt special that, like, A, that they were willing to do this for Ashley, like, were connecting with her story, and B, that this was, like, an possible entry point for them to, like, continue to do that work and, like, then do their own work in their own communities.
Yeah.
For more people.
Yeah, definitely. Phone zaps don't even need to be public. You can kind of just, like, get a bunch of people call, like, once an hour, and already that is incredibly unusual.
Yeah.
And makes staff very mad. Very,
so true.
Very upset.
So true.
And the way the staff members get mad just reveals, like, how counter to the logic of prisons and disappearing people they are. Yeah, it really means a lot. And, like, the same way sending mail in means a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.